Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Voke Bike Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Hausler. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. These short 8 to 15 minute podcasts cover a wide range of topics to help you get faster, whether you're looking to win a national championship, finish Leadville, crush Tulsa Tough, get on a Gravel Worlds podium, or simply drop your friends. If we've never met, I'm the co-founder and president of Evoke Bike. I've been coaching athletes since 2010, and I've trained with Power for over 150,000 miles. I've also won 3 Masters National Championships, but I'm mostly proud of my nearly 100 Pro 1 podiums simply because it shows my consistency in the game and my hunger to get better for not only myself, but the Evoke community, which includes you. If you enjoy these podcasts, please leave us a review on Apple or follow and download the episodes from Spotify. And if you want to take your support to the next level, please click the support link at the bottom of this podcast, where your donation will help us pay for everything that helps to keep this free podcast going. Now to the show. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great week of training. Maybe some summer midweek racing is hitting your calendar. I think we're all super excited for what we hope to be a season of planned events. Can really dial in the training schedule to be at your best, whereas the past few years events have been jumping all over the place. And speaking of events, there was an interesting conversation that came up with a coach and an athlete, and talking about being the underdog and the pressure that people put on themselves in training and racing. And I had an athlete that this is not just one athlete, but people have made comments, oh, I want to, sometimes it comes out when people want to take a break from training. They say, I just don't want the pressure of workouts. You know, getting faster shouldn't ruin your bike ride. I think that it's easy to get so focused on nailing intervals that you forget that you got to go ride your bike. You know, there are days when, and this is why I love endurance rides and why I'm so thankful that riding endurance is the foundation of this sport. It's great. I get it. There's no pressure. There's no watts that you have to hit, that you're hoping to hit. You're most likely feeling good, tapping out the endurance. Sometimes you feel maybe I only have middle endurance power today. That's cool. Some days you're feeling stronger. You need to hold it back a little bit. But on the interval days, and don't get me wrong, I've made tons of podcasts about I feel anxious before interval days. I wonder if I'm going to do well. I'm wondering how the warm-up's going to feel. What's it going to feel like again when I'm like trying to really hammer it? All those feelings, 15 years into training or however long I've been doing this, I still get those sensations, and that's part of what I like about it. It's a way to get a W when you actually do complete it. And my workout today was an example. I had a hard start with riding at threshold. It ended up being 3x12s I was shooting 415 plus. They were over 420. And even in the warm-up, I was like, man, I don't know how this is going to go. But I'm a big believer in just try. Just try the first one. And the first one went way better than I had expected. But I wanted to nail it. But it's not pressure. If I don't have it today, I don't have it today. And that's okay. I would ask myself, what's wrong? Am I tired? I had a couple when I was having the warm-up and I wasn't feeling good. I was thinking, man, why do I not feel good? I've been in the car a ton. I'm getting acclimated to being at the farm right now. There's some other life stress stuff going on that definitely takes my mind away from just thinking about crushing bike rides and then recovering to crush some more bike rides. But don't let the pressure that we put on ourselves that's part of the intervals ruin the bike ride. I mean, yesterday I was supposed to do this interval session. Yesterday I was going to go to this group ride. I was riding out to the ride. I'm like, wow, I do not feel good. I'm really feeling all these hours in the car. Just couldn't. I did a little test on a 1 minute climb. The watts were coming out, but I felt not good afterwards. I said, you know, to ride out and do this group ride, which I'm not really, I was more going for a social aspect of it, see some people in Memphis. Drilling it for 45 minutes at night and making it a 4.5 hour ride, I was like, that could be a recipe for making myself sick or just not getting any adaptation from that because my body is suffering, literally just struggling. So I decided to can it and ride endurance, and I'm really glad I did because then I crushed it today and was just feeling really happy about that. Now, the other side, let's switch to racing. You know, I was talking to a guy in the Strava comments who had made the comment of, oh man, I was going to come out to this road race, but I decided not to because I saw Govero was there and Hausler and some other fast people, and it was a super small race, and you know, everybody, it's going to be, you're exposed when there's not many people there. And I just told him, hey, you know, not showing up doesn't make you faster. And he had a, you know, he's doing a ton of crits and doing crit life, and that's cool. But if you want a road race, you got to come road race. And I'm going to pause. I want to really record this podcast on when people ask me, do you think I'm ready to race or should I just train? But Scott and I are going to get on and do that together because he made a comment in our coaching group. And I said, man, I want you to repeat these bullet points for everyone in a podcast. So I'm going to wait on that. But when you are the guy and you're looking at who's coming to the race, and you're the underdog, that excites me. I like going to races where we are not the best team, and I like going to races where I'm a nobody. There's no pressure. Just go race. Nobody expects anything out of you. All you have to do is show up, give your best, because no one cares if you come in 50th or 18th. Doesn't matter. But on one of those days, when everything comes together, you get in the right split, you make the right move, and maybe you attack the group with 5K to go and no one chases you because they have no idea who you are, and you pull off some crazy result. I mean, I still, and maybe I'm getting to the point where it's like the old guy talking about the glory days, but I still remember when Dave Towle came up next to me and I was third at bat and Killy said, hey, he's like got his mic covered and he's doing the, you know, announcing who Jesse Anthony is. And Brett Tivers from Garneau, he goes, hey, man, no offense. I don't know who your team is. Where are you guys from? Like, who are you? And I was like, no offense taken, man. We're like this local Cat 1 team. Just, we got lucky today. And those things happen. You need to allow yourself to surprise yourself and be the underdog, but believe in yourself. Crazy things happen in a bike race, you know? When I took off, no one had any idea who Mount Borough was. And it was like, who's the, okay, we'll see that guy in 5 minutes. They didn't see me in 5 minutes. And luckily, got linked up with Brett Tivers, who's a beast. Sadly, he dropped me on the last climb, and he caught Jesse Anthony. So I'm super proud of being on that podium, but also because I just went and raced. And I didn't have any expectation. And I didn't psych myself out. And I didn't look at everybody and say, oh, man, these guys are so fast. I was thinking, oh, dude, these guys are so fast. I'm just going to go try and throw a dart at the board and see what happens. But I want to throw a dart. I don't want to go there and not do anything. And I really encourage you this season to get outside your comfort zone. And I encourage you to really just go for it. Just go to the races where you're no one. No one expects anything out of you except for yourself, maybe your friends. Do something wild. Do something crazy. And then the thing that happens more often, you get 50th. We've talked about, look at who was in the 40s. What are those guys doing? What are those girls doing? Look in the 30s. Look in the 20th place. How do you get there? What was your weakness? Where did you get dropped? Where did you get exposed? Has this happened before? Is this a continual problem? Are you doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? Just ask yourself questions about training. I think there's a lot of ways to get faster without adding more, doing more, but optimizing what you're doing. At some point, you can't add more hours. You just need to get better at how you use those hours. And then if we really want to riff, what are you doing on the hours when you're not riding, when you're not racing, when you're not training? Those matter. The sleep, the eating, the kitchen. So we could go on and on. We could go deep. But let's just keep it at that. Be the underdog. There's no pressure. Go have fun. Don't use it as an excuse, but as a motivator to try to get to whatever your next level is. Because you're going to get there. You will get there. It might take some time, but you got to keep going to bat. And then when it happens, it's like, whoa, I can't even believe that happened. Let's get it.